Alright guys, pictures up.
Pictures up!
Pictures up! Let's roll sound. Rolling!
Rolling!
Sound speed.
Hello and welcome to the open dialogue segment of Meet Me at the Movies. Noel T. Manning II here, and today, really excited to dive into the film Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes with some behind-the-scenes thoughts. Now, let me tell you, this 10-film franchise launched in 1968. It spun off TV series, comics, books, lunchboxes, which I had, yes, and reboots, and so much more. Now, when I was a kid, I remember this was one of the first film series that I considered must-see. I wanted to see it in the theaters. I wanted to see it on TV. I didn't care. I just knew I wanted to see it and engage in this film franchise. And I still do. All the way from that reboot from Tim Burton back in 2001, like it or hate it, didn't matter, still needed to see it. And the relaunched series 10 years later, it was always on my calendar. So today I'm inviting you to join me as I speak with Freya Allen. She plays May, and her character in this film has a secret that could upend the kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Why do they hunt her?
She is important.
May.
Good to see you. Really good to see you. Love the franchise. Have since I was a kid, so I am a long timer as it relates to the apes, and I love what your character is doing. It's great to see this character who is a fighter. May is brave. May has this physical and also this mental strength, and I'd love for you to share in what ways you feel that you are most like May, and maybe what ways you feel you're most different.
I would say I'm very determined, and she's definitely very determined. But I would love to be as brave as she is. I think I'd be dead within the first 5 minutes of this film if it was me.
Themes in this film run really the spectrum. I love how it speaks to compassion, to mercy, looking beyond our own culture, maybe our own beliefs. How do you feel that this film and maybe some of the characters will challenge viewers the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at the center of this story, you have Noah and May, who have grown up with very specific views of one another. And they are face to face and in that challenging everything that they've ever known. And, you know, I think that that is definitely something that we can, you know, resonate with in terms of being face to face with a person and actually getting to see what they really are like, and you know, looking beyond what you've, you know, grown up with. So you know, that's definitely, you know, one of the main threads throughout the whole film.
Yeah, change is so hard for people, and I think this film really addresses society's fear of change and how that can upset the balance of power and the balance of belief, and you just touched on that. One thing for me, as I look at this, and I'm so thankful we're in a world now where stunt workers are gaining a deeper appreciation from the general public, and I know that you're very intimately aware of the importance of this since you were engaged in some of your own stunts, maybe most of them. So how do you feel that being that active in your stunts brought you closer to the character of May?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why, one of the reasons I also enjoy it, but one of the reasons why I like to do the stunts, because I feel like it's all the character, and, you know, even in the way that I move or you know, yeah, experiencing the stunts and feeling it in your body, and I feel like all of that is helpful for the character, you know? Getting to live as much of what they're doing as possible is always going to be helpful, and so, yeah, it's always kind of integral to me that I do as much as I can on every job.
Were there any stunts in this particular film that you found to be daunting for you, challenging for you the most?
It definitely was a little bit daunting that I'd have to be spending a week in a tank with water where my head is underwater, but I've got the water coming towards me this way, so it's going straight up my nose. That was definitely something I had to mentally, you know, wrap my head around. But actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And I, you know, as usual, like, I always end up just loving doing these, you know, kind of torturous things. But I just like the challenge of it. But yeah, no, I actually had a blast. But that was a little bit like, oh, I'm gonna have water shooting up my nose all week.
Well, I think it allows us to see just how far we can go and really what we are capable of as human beings sometimes when we see that fear and face it and go beyond it. I'd love for you, if you could, talk about any inspirational figures that maybe spoke to you as you were thinking about bringing May from the page to the screen. Were there any professional or personal or maybe even film characters from the past that really kind of laid a foundation for you?
I mean, you're always subconsciously inspired, I think, by just general performance. I am, at least, you know. I you know, sometimes if I'm needing a little bit of like an energy boost or you know, I go and watch a new film and get inspired. But there wasn't any character that specifically I was taking anything from for this. It was just coming up with my own backstory and, you know, taking, as usual, you're always taking a bit from yourself and your own life.
Were there any of the previous Apes films that you wanted to revisit to have this kind of foundational understanding of the of where we are and maybe where we came from?
Yes, I mean, I watched the last trilogy, I watched the original film and the one after that, so I did, although, you know, it's not totally relevant to, I mean, it's important for me to have known roughly the history of how humans got here, but I also think that that history has probably slightly shifted as time's gone on because it's so long after the last trilogy.
Right.
But I actually read the book because I was just because I was intrigued. It's, you know, obviously not what we're doing here, but that's very like the 1968 film. But it was interesting to read it.
Yeah. Well, Freya, any final thoughts you want to make sure you share before we wrap?
Just, if you're going to watch the film, and please do watch the film, because you're going to love it, but please watch it on a big screen, because it really needs to be seen on it. I mean, it's just better for you if you see it on a big screen, so please do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Freya, thanks for taking the time. So good to see you, and thanks for what you bring to this film.
Thank you so much. Lovely chatting.
Thank you. Hello.
And action!